Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
We don't have no ads this episode. None. Zero. No, nothing. Joshy's still getting paid. Angel's still getting paid. That's why we asking for that funky little five. We just ain't saying it to pad our pockets. I'm not trying to get rich. I'm trying to keep some people employed. So if you ain't never paid that funky little five, I ain't even ask you to stay forever. Chip in. We ain't got no ads. You got to chip in. You got to come with a funky little five for one time. One time for the holy mind.
And five, four, three, two.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a sneak peek of a brand new show called Unruly Cousins that is now airing on Patreon. Only if you pay your funky little five, which helps keep Joshy and Angel employed. Enjoy.
Okay. Okay, Kevin, we going low. Here we go.
I told you, Isaiah. I can't just be going down on my knees fast. I can't go down and come up.
These going both. Bull run. Like this right here.
Oh. These things going like this.
Welcome to the Unruly Cousins Show. I'm Kev on stage.
And I'm that chick Angel.
This is where we're two cousins, one cameraman, one adventure per episode. Today, we are doing black people dances with Isaiah J and Storm DeBarge. L.A. legends on the dance scene.
Meeting L.A. legends in the dance studio. That's not what I wanted to say, but you know, keep going, Kevin.
Yes, we're here at Debbie Allen's dance studio, by the way, in Will and Jada's studio. If you don't know Debbie Allen, then are you even black? And if you're not black, then Debbie Allen is an amazing writer, director,
dancer, choreographer.
Choreographer.
Producer.
Producer. She's a different world. She's Felicia Rashad's sister. She's Debbie Allen Dance Academy. Mm-hmm. And this is where we're learning to dance right here in Inglewood? Right here in? LA. South LA.
When you hear LA dances, what do you guys think of?
Crip walk. No, that's not it.
That's Hilltoe.
I know, hold on. Just let me shout. I think of crip walking.
I think of this one when they step and they have their hands like this.
You look like the Arab people when you did that at first. You know, when they be in the line.
I think of Storm in the Kendrick video where she was like.
She was killing it. What's that boy I love? That's now on, he was on tour with Kendrick. Kid of the Great.
Kid of the Great.
Kid of the Great. That's what I think of. He be doing like little.
Exactly what he be doing.
Look just like him. Ah, you
yeah,
see
he's
it.
Like,
good. Come on, Kevin. You better get it.
This is hip hop. Right?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. What else is LA?
This is Hi-C? LA.
Well, no.
No,
Cali,
that's the Bay.
Cali is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
That's Cali. Oakland. Oh, is that what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is this
Smeeze? Smeeze! I learned that in Oakland, but I don't remember it now.
Between the both of y'all, who do you think is going to be the slow and fast learner?
Oh, and Dancing Angel will be the fast learner.
This is
Angel's Dance Revolution girl.
But no. Angel's perimenopausal girl, too. So sometimes my body, like, I know how to Dougie. I don't know how to Dougie at the same time because I've seen so many people do it bad. Mm. It's knocking out my capability.
I'm not a good dancer.
Angel
be trying to tell me I am.
You be lying.
Angel be trying to tell me I am.
Kevin,
I'm not.
Kevin.
I'm not a good dancer.
Yes, you can.
I'm not a good dancer.
Let me tell you the truth. Now you can move. Look at that. That whip is strong. You be cranking that. You know, if you couldn't dance, you wouldn't be able to crank it.
I wouldn't be able to crank it. But Angel should catch on faster. She's choreography girl. She did our dance for the Here's the Thing tour.
I did teach that, but that was my choreography.
Yes.
Now I can choreograph my butt off. But, you know, times have changed. The brain is a little slower. So we're just going to see. The body's still here. Brain.
Body
so
T.
So we're going to learn these dances. I think Kevin's going to do way better. He's just going to be self-deprecating, but he's going to do good.
You don't know me like that.
I do love you like that.
Who's teaching us how to dance today?
Isaiah J and Storm DeBarge are teaching us how to dance. They be in the music videos from L.A., Joshy.
I be seeing okay? Storm all over social media.
Storm, medias. Her... Cooley, mm-hmm. Cooley. I think it's Cooley, but it is with a Q. Isaiah J was in who the boy who's the blood with the church shoes.
YG.
Isaiah J's in his video. Storm DeBarge is in. She got the family function video. She let me in
yes,
one of those.
Yes, and I like her because I figure she's related to the DeBarges.
No, I don't.
Well, you know what?
Actually, I don't know that.
Maybe it'll be just... the rhythm of the night. I'm excited about her. Excited.
They're the best LA dancers we know. Actually, the best dancers, period.
Period.
All right, guys, we're here.
We're here.
Isaiah J, Storm DeBarge. They're
that's
teaching
our
us.
That's our name.
That's her name. Storm DeBarge.
That's
okay? Now, Storm and Isaiah are going to teach us some black dances. There's some LA local dances, and there's some overall blackness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Isaiah, he was supposed to teach me how to do the Dougie one time. So,
what
were we
happened?
Doing Dougie? We couldn't line up. He went to Fiji.
There. We can start there.
Oh, the Dougie now. I feel like the Dougie way up there now.
Can we point out that he is also the creator of Happy Birthday to you.
And he be hosting reunions.
Yeah.
He be beating me to content. I go to make a video. Isaiah J already got his head cut out. I be like, Isaiah J. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like we can work our way up to the Dougie.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's a lot. Is that ain't a lot? Maybe not for
you. It's just shoulders, but we're going to start with that.
What is it? Tell me
it's
what?
It's just
Kevin, do that.
Okay,
do
let's
that.
Start
do
with
the shoulders.
Let's start with the Dougie.
You already halfway there. Oh,
it can't be.
Did y'all stretch?
We were going stretch. To, but he wouldn't get off the phone.
I was on the phone.
You was on the phone and I was here when I got here.
Okay, let's just do a one little story.
Okay.
Real quick, just a day.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm kind of sore.
Oh, yeah, things are popping and cracking. You put your hands on the ground?
Oh, yeah. That's good. You feel that? Yeah. In the hamstring?
Look at you. You need to.
I'm pretty limber.
I got a cramp in my stomach, bro. Let me just do that.
Is that it?
I think that's
yeah,
all
yeah, yeah. And just give you a little arm. Just give you a little arm.
Okay, little yeah. I've seen dancers do this before competitions. They did this on You Got Served.
You didn't do it with a basketball player?
Not this one specifically.
No. Oh, we can start at the next.
We can start with
yeah, we can start.
Okay.
It seems like way more than just shoulders.
You can
I mean,
do
you
it.
Just, it's like, it's just a step. You just okay. step and your hands. Step.
That's a lot at
step.
One time.
Yeah, friend. Uh-huh. Whoa. Oh. Okay.
See, I told y'all.
So,
because
if you step
so let's just do arms.
Yes, let's just do this.
Do arms.
In, friend. In. Okay.
In.
We're not mad at that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are you happy or just not mad?
Okay.
My shoulders ain't going. Your shoulders going?
It looks like you're making something. She said you're making cooking. All right. Ooh. Okay, hold on.
Here we go.
Yeah, get into your
swag. I'm uncomfortable to my swag.
No, come on, Kevin. Oh, nigga. Oh, nigga.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2026.
A symbol. Oh, okay. That was a choice.
I'm David Ruffin.
He's like, ain't nobody
gonna see you, Artis. What's his name? Welcome to Here's the Thing. Listen, if you're not part of Patreon, I must say this up top. We are pre-shooting this on
Friday. Friday, February 27th, I will be in New York doing press and doing Grief Sucks shows. So we won't be able to shoot on Tuesday. So if something happens between now and then and you're like, why did they cover that? It's because we're shooting this super, super, super early. We will cover it on the bonus episode. This is why you should pay your funky little five. And join us on Patreon. Period. We just spent a good hour talking about the NAACP Image Awards. We went in great detail. Our bonus episodes, oftentimes we are able to speak more about our personal lives because the Patreon audience enjoys that. It doesn't have to always be hot topics. We spent a good amount of time talking about the NAACP Image Award Creative Honors, which me and Angel hosted yesterday as of this taping. And Angel's role on Paradise. She made me cry. That's all in the bonus. It wasn't her fault. It was a good time. That's the kind of things that you miss out on. And also, this episode will be a little bit shorter because we kind of went over a little bit on bonus. And I have a hard out today. So, unfortunately, due to timing constraints, this will be a little bit shorter of an episode. But the bonus was a little bit longer. Wasn't meant to be like that. We're just telling you straight up. And if you need more Kev, check me out on Higher Learning. I had a good time over there. We spent 2 hours talking. First thing I want to talk about. I felt a little bit old, Angel. And I had to talk to Mel, Melissa, and Greg. Uh-huh. Because when I tell you honestly, without a joke, bone in my body, I had no idea why 50 Cent and T.I. were beefing. It seemed to me to materialize out of nowhere. I don't follow a lot of hip-hop blog sites. I don't follow gossip pages. So I was like, hey, y'all, why is they mad at each other? Mel gave me the lowdown. Essentially, from what it seems, the short version is 50 Cent and T.I. had agreed to do a
Versus
back when Versus was popping.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it seems like T.I., and correct me if I'm wrong, or if you know, you can just explain it.
Oh, no, it's that they were supposed to do a Versus. T.I., I think, brought it up again, and I think you might have more details because I got this from Marcus. It's not that I've been following it because, you know, I don't be on social media.
You're right.
When T.I. basically brought it up again, 50 Cent was like,
you try to play him.
Yeah, he was like, nah. That ain't never, And T.I. was like, Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
Basically, T.I. was like, hell no. That's like, he's over here playing. We had agreed that we were going to do it.
Okay, this is what I was tracking.
And then in, you know, 50 Cent fashion, he decides, let me just go ahead and hit below the belt. And I don't know if it started off with a picture of Tiny.
Okay, so he went to internet.
Yes.
Like he often does.
Yes.
Troll.
Right. Right.
Okay. I don't know if it started off with Tiny, but I know. Apparently, Lissa was saying that he went at Tina Lawson.
He did, because Tina Lawson, if y'all didn't know Beyonce's mama, she posted a picture of Tiny as well and was like, you're beautiful. You know, like.
So this is after 50 went at her.
Yeah, after 50 went at her, Tina Lawson decided
to support Tiny.
Yes. And then 50 was like, you don't need to be in no rap beef. Now, 50 had said it wasn't a rap beef, but to Tina, he was like, you don't need to be in no rap beef, and begins to talk about her in Solange, something about the elevator incident as well.
Was he posting? I don't follow 50 Cent either. I'm so sorry. I have no interest in that type of content. It's almost like becomes a gossip page.
Yeah.
Again, so I don't follow him. But he was doing this on Instagram, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was doing it on Instagram. So, yeah, he came at Tina. He came at Solange. Well, you know, originally the beef was just between him and T.I. But when you talk about Tiny, you are then eliciting her children.
Yeah.
Because sons are going to be like, what you not about to do, talk about my mama, because my mama ain't done shit to you. And even if she did, you just need to take that shit and walk on.
Yes. What I was trying to do was cue up Damani's track, and I hit the video that this was already on.
Oh, okay.
Well,
before we even get to Damani, the other one, I can't remember.
King Harris.
King was like, you want to talk about how my mama look? Let's talk about how your mama look. She dead. Why don't you dig her up and see what she look like?
That's what I was like. That's what I thought. I seen T.I. rapping at him. And listen, T.I. was like, okay, I'm done with stand-up comedy now. Let me remind the world, I was one of the greatest rappers for
I was good. I've heard it.
Early 2000s. Mm-hmm. I am...
A lot of people, top 10, top 15, yeah. Some people's top five, especially if you're from the South. Mm-hmm. And I'm still able to do this at a very high level.
Yeah.
He came out with a track a few weeks ago. Greg had a very funny reel about it. T.I. was rapping. His diss tracks, I've enjoyed. That baby, he beaten 50 Cent at his own game, which is trolling.
Trolling.
You can't beat your mama dead.
He ain't keep saying it. Keeps.
But your mama dead.
But your mama good and dead and gone. Like, what you gonna do about it?
He smoked a blunt and held it up to the mom.
He put a picture of the mama on a shirt. The dead mama. 50 Cent mama. Smoked blunt and gave her a puff. He said, I'ma pass it to you to heaven's gates.
Because now moms have entered the conversation.
Yeah.
They weren't in, from my understanding, until he went at Tiny.
Yeah, when 50.
Now we're in. And not only now are we in, now moms have entered the chat. It's like when Cardi B and Nicki Minaj was going at each other, and then Nicki was like, yo, kid. And Cardi was like, oh, kids are on the table now.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, son.
And not just your son, your pedophile husband.
Everybody's family ain't off limits in rap beef.
Yeah.
Kendrick went at Drake, said, Dayfree is the father of your child. Kendrick said, let me make a diss track speaking to your child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And not even disrespecting him, mm-hmm. apologizing for the man you've become. Mm-hmm. Family's out.
What I love, and I'll give, there's a lot of, T.I. has a lot of flaws, okay? A lot that I don't agree with in his viewpoint on a lot of things. But what I will say is he has raised some young men that I find admirable, because that's how I want my kids to act.
I'm going to hell over there. Going to hell over their mama. And Damani apparently is the step baby. Like, she raised me enough. Joshy, turn me up in the headphones.
Oh, right, what you're not going to do. I want Amar to light the person on fire.
Amar is going to redline so many districts on your behalf. He's going to set the generations back. You think I'm going to change property laws so your children go to a worse public school?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're redlining all up and through your county.
That's what I want.
It's going to be potholes in your neighborhood. Generations are going to be upset of structural racism and financial oppression when I get done with you.
There's going to be a law or a crime that we're going to name after your last name. So that forever you are thought of in this disgusting ass way. That's the type of foolishness that I like. I was like, I'm here for it. Because you should be. Like, yes, in rap, we know that rap battles are a part of, one, the entertainment for a lot of people.
For sure.
We love to hear people go at it. And we hope that, like, it actually stays at just over
rap.
The mic. Right.
Yeah.
So when you begin to bring in folk that ain't got nothing to do
Tiny
with.
Tiny ain't bothered nobody.
She's not. She over here singing on tour, doing what she got to do, raising her children.
Yes.
So to bring her
Nate,
in
Nate! Actually, let me stop.
And she's also,
the way them niggas went at 50 Cent, I'm just doing Brisha Webb's Tiny impression. That was how I was introduced to Brisha Webb. I said,
so good.
This baby got talent.
She's done it to Tiny's face, too. But Tiny is such an easy target because of what people feel about her looks.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it's like old now. It's just like,
what? And 50 Cent has gone at black women a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's come to their defense. And I think he thought, this is low key so interesting to watch, because 50, much like Drake, is applying the same formula that has always worked. And all of a sudden, it ain't working. I remember when Drake was trying to out-meme Kendrick, and they was like, nah, brother, it ain't going to work this time. You need to get in the booth.
Yeah.
50 is doing the troll thing. T.I. went in the booth. King went in the booth and trolled. And he's more of a troll. He's just got the upper hand. And the people you're targeting, there's people defending them now.
Right.
And now you ain't, by and large, most people are not asking 50 to go in the booth. And all of a sudden, the memes ain't memeing no more. Right. Apparently, he keeps deleting stuff. When I would try to figure out what was going on, the things would be deleted. And I'm like, what's going on now? So it's interesting, because what 50 has been doing for a year. And listen, can I play Damani's track? Because
I heard some of it. I want to hear.
Let's listen. Because he touched on some interesting things. And also, he's a really good rapper.
Yes.
I enjoyed this as a rap song immensely.
He's like, I'm my father's son. Sound like J. Cole?
Yeah, he does.
And
great sample. I can't turn it up no more. This is loud as it goes. I'll put the mic down though.
Miss Jackson, am I overreacting or is it valid? I wanna have a one-on-one convo about it, man. You sacrifice your life for so the world could see his talent. He's a legend now, I guess it worked out, but I need some answers. Are you happy with the way he been holding your family name? I need to know, cause I can't sleep at night thinking you died in vain. I think it got to him, people won't tell him because he pay him. The emperor's new clothes, a tale we need to tell. We failed too many times from shells or either jail. Cats got nine lives, one more will ring the bell, and I don't wanna do it. Reason I came to you, I'm hoping you could talk me through it. Maybe it's something that you could tell me, bring some understanding. I'm more level-headed than the people headed to his mansion. I hope you know it's time-sensitive. I think he really was a little confused, but I won't mention it. Pardon me if I'm digging it. Hate to have you reliving it. You're supposed to be resting. But just a few questions. Do you whisper in his ear before he makes the decisions? Can he hear you pass the nervous laugh he do when he timid? And is he really happy talent took the basic and gimmicks led to the actual business? He used to be something. We thought it was a joke, but now we see it's something off with him. I offer him a chance to reunite with you, and I'll do it. Nothing left to do, so I just send him to you, Miss Jackson. First, I know you're not familiar with a mother or a father. Maybe that's the reason easily you'll talk about them. Maybe that's the reason you be targeting the women. Let somebody try your mama, bet you probably wanna kill them. Speaking of killing, Curtis, I heard you was a firebug. Well, I'ma be the reason all your fans put their lighters up. Put your lighters up if you've dealt with abuse. Put your lighters up if you're no longer enthused with a nigga running around, profiting off our pain. Love it when we fall down, that's when Curtis gets paid. Now put your lighters up if you too want the truth. Many men sin, but don't profit like you from it. You don't even drink, but you'll fake it for the news coverage. Seem like you know 50 Cent more than you know you, Curtis. Goddamn. I think you went too far to stop now. I got a little more information you could jot down. Firebug, I could still smell the gasoline on you. Firebug, at least let him sleep before you cremate him. Firebug, ironic, you not hot as what you used to be. Firebug, and I'm the one delivering your eulogy. Firebug, don't let him put his light up. The next time you miss a mama, I could send you right to her. Try your luck.
Oh.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Said, I'll send you. You can go meet, be with her. Go be with her.
Let me tell you what is a neutralizing approach. Hey, man, you're not a good person. You don't have nobody around that loves you. You don't have no family. You selling out. You selling liquor. You don't drink. I don't even know if that's true. But I got reasonable doubt. I think you know 50 Cent more than you know you, Curtis. Hey, that's the Damani's version of the Kendrick one when he was talking about you raised a bad father. You raised a bad son. You profited off our pain. Everybody sins, but you profit off of it. Hey, you know what? Hey, guys, let's go look at 50 Cent a little bit different.
It's very much giving like real good therapy. And don't, this is why.
And I also will kill you.
Yeah. Oh,
try
yeah.
it again.
Yeah. I'll
send you first, I will kill you also.
It'd be like if your therapist told you her thoughts out loud to everybody over a beat. And then she was also a gangster.
And great at rapping.
Yeah.
Attorney client privilege. Why are you unleashing my secrets?
Right.
Also, that rock track coming from Buddy Red. Because you know T.I. got that rock baby coming.
Mm.
All right? You think it's over?
Right.
Tiny Scene.
Yeah.
We coming at you. Three different versions of T.I. so far.
Oh, yeah.
As a father, I'd be like, nigga, let my kids deal with you in a rap beef against a rapper?
Yeah.
And my kids are delivering solid material.
Solid.
I could ascend to heaven. That's like Zay and JoJo, you know,
roasting somebody
on my behalf. And I'm just like,
oh, you would.
I done told y'all when JoJo, well, I said it on a bonus, so I won't go into here. But I think my kids would ride for me and for their mama. Oh.
They don't know you like that, is what he said.
Hey, you don't know our family tree. So now, I mean, I never really thought too much about 50 Cent. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, you've opened up the 50 Cent's whole bully thing ain't working.
Yeah, and it's also like, when do you get, you too old to be a bully.
You really are.
You too old. Like,
and
you
everybody
are,
likes to see bullies get bullied.
Yes, absolutely. They love to see them reap what they've sown. It's just like, you're a businessman. Mm-hmm. Just do business. Like,
he's actually 50 years old right now.
That's, you're too old to be a bully. Like, honest to God. You are too old to feel like you should have dominion over somebody else just because you can be mean.
1,000%.
And they got to realize that just because people are nice don't mean that they can't be meaner than you.
Absolutely. I think he greatly underestimated T.I. I can't think of a generational family beef where the kids is in the booth.
Listen.
Rap beef where the kids are rapping at you? Can you imagine, like, hey, I talk about your daddy, your mama. Now you're going to beef at a child?
I love it.
This is a new wrinkle in rap beef.
I love it.
As far as I know, this is the first intergenerational family rap beef that I've seen.
I love it. But people got to, I mean, I don't feel like that's ever been a problem as far as in, I think a lot of boys, when it comes to their mothers especially, yeah, have very much so. I might not saying this about T.I.'s kids, but yeah, I might not be worth shit. But what you won't do is talk about my mom. This will be the one place I show integrity. You better not talk about my
mama. Shout out to black men standing up for their mama and black women. Somebody on Patreon said, Blue Court said, and 50 ain't got nobody to tag in. Because we've seen his relationship with his kid. Yeah. Tony Yayo and Uncle Murda and the people who beef with Ja Rule, that's Ja Rule on the plane. they yelling in Delta One. This ain't got, you can't tag them in on this. Let's shake. So yeah, that was really interesting. I'm curious to see how this pans out over the next week, or because it doesn't seem like 50. I mean, it doesn't seem like T.I. is done, and it doesn't seem like 50 is going in the booth anytime soon.
No, this is also good for business. Like, they're both going to generate money because of this off of.
Yeah.
You know,
somebody said Marquis going to do a collab track with Damani. I hate my dad as well.
Yeah. That's the thing.
That actually probably has a more likely chance of happening than 50's kids defending his honor.
Oh yeah, no. When your own family don't F with you, you gonna be standing outside in the cold.
Okay, they want me to pay King's track. Which one? Because what's the name of it? What's the name of it? Patreon.
I finally got y'all up on my computer.
Because I had played one earlier and they said that was the wrong one.
Somebody said, please don't. It's on his IG. They said you're going to have to bleep out too much.
No, we big.
You said we big?
We big. Okay. Grow up. You can hear a cuss word. Okay, is it the one where he's lighting a cigarette?
Just play it. See if it is.
This one? See, I need sleep this night, but they talk about my motherfucking mama. Yeah, stuff. I don't care how that shit go, you did. Yeah, how dare you talk about mamas? Yeah, your mama in the grave, yeah, dig up, they put her under. By my mama, bitch, I'm on that. Fuck the static, I want thunder. Send me duck and pressure, bitch, you ain't the only one with compass. Since you trolling, let's get petty. Patient shots, bitch, we ready. Yeah, I seen the black and white. You call the police, tell the business. You can talk that shit inside, but when you come outside, be ready. I don't know about what's gonna happen, but I know that karma dead. Tell Miss Jackson that I'm sorry, but I don't know why the fuck your son would even get me started. I asked God to visit hell to start the hell. The curtain started. I just shunned you for my son, but since the jet I've been cold hearted. Prayers to risk it for my mama, so this shit can't disregard it. Like my flow, bitch, I'm retarded. Tell the police that I'm capping, I'm just rapping, I'm an artist. Ain't the type to start no shit, but the type to finish what they started. Keep it gangster, kids and women, ain't supposed to be.
I'm not the light so much.
Bitch,
I'm from that south, yeah, I ain't going not for nothing. Shot that boy 9 times, they should have shot him once right in this month. Nigga really mad, cause he didn't fuck the bitch that he was cuffing. She was touching
no, the actual
she
don't care, look like she love it. This is Kevin Zinzin. He had a couple of good lines.
Oh my God, this nigga. got a picture of 50 Cent as a kid on a picture of his mom and said, "You are a great artist, little nigga. Look like just like Miss Jackson. Ugly ah."
He called his mama ugly.
God, man. Well, I don't like my weed that much when I smoke.
How does it stay lit?
It just does. I guess I have a high quality weed.
Because you lit.
Hell yeah.
You just go like that.
All right, we're going to talk about something totally unrelated to anything we was talking about. This was supposed to be for the bonus, but we ran out of time. And since did you watch it? Yes, I did. I watched this documentary on the plane called The Alabama Solution.
It was the most horrific thing I've ever watched before in my life. I'm talking about
y'all hard cut from what we was talking about. And I just was like killing times when we was coming back from Seattle, Joshy. I couldn't sleep on the plane. I was like, oh, I wonder what this is about. Literally never heard nothing about it. I did see that it was an Oscar nominee. The plane was like, Oscar nominee. And HBO does a lot of really good documentaries. Boy, when I turned this documentary on, let me say this part. I am not naive to believe that the prison can... it's about the prison system in Alabama over the last 10 years. So what happens is... basically starts off with an inmate is killed and this prison system has a problem with cell phone contraband. And we came there for like a barbecue. Like, remember that scene on The Wire when they had the barbecue and it seemed like a good day. The day Biscuit died.
I've never seen that. I saw two episodes of The Wire.
I'm talking about Life.
The movie. Okay. Life. Okay. All
movie.
Right.
I said The Wire. Cause the guy from The Wire just died. Movie Life. They had the good day and Biscuit gets his papers. And Eddie Murphy like, why are you, bro, this day kind of all right. Like, this is a day to be cool. You got people dancing and stuff. And Biscuit's like, he gets himself killed. So it's basically that version of the day in the prison. And it's all like smiling and barbecues and all that. And then as they go to walk away, the prisoner's like, it ain't always like that in here. They don't really treat us like that in here. And the people inside like, it's hot in here. There ain't no AC. So the people who recorded this are like, what y'all talking about? Somehow they get connected to these inmates. They get the cell phone numbers. These inmates are spilling the beans. Mm. Now, what I was saying is I will never be naive to think people in prison are being treated humanely. Mm-hmm. What I will say is I didn't realize how inhumane the prison system really is.
Watching this, it was like, you know, we've seen a lot of movies and documentaries on slavery, but there's no recordings of slavery because that didn't exist. This was me seeing slavery for the first time.
I agree.
It's just, obviously, it's not slavery from 18, whatever.
It's modern day.
Modern day. If there was a way to see slavery, this is what this was.
Yes.
Tore me. I watched most of it like this. I was watching it on my phone, the phone over here, because it was just
it was god awful. And let me tell you, and we talked about this with the ICE thing, because the Alex Peretti was killed by ICE, and he was actually killed by Hispanic ICE officers. And during that time, we talked about the system is bigger than the person.
Yeah.
Generally, America would go to bat for a white man killed, and especially a white man killed by a Mexican person or a non-white man. But when the system is in charge and the Hispanic person works for the system and the white man is going against the system is like, oh, no, we protecting the system first.
Yeah.
That man's operating outside the system. This man's operating inside the system. The prison industrial complex works the same way.
Yeah.
Because a white inmate was beat to death by a black prison guard. And the system protected the black prison guard.
To the point that he has been promoted multiple times.
To the
and
point
still
that he
working in the prison system.
Promoted. And they treated that white family, that man's family, like black people are often treated. What you mean? He died of natural causes. Picture of him. Actually, they didn't say he died of natural causes. They said the other man died of natural causes.
They said that he was self-defense. That's why he died, was the officer defending himself.
So they talked to 9 or 10 inmates. 9 say, I believe his name was Steven. Steven had a knife to defend himself. He got called gay. They're explaining to us, the audience, in this prison system, you can be gay, but being gay comes with X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
If you're accused of being gay and you ain't gay,
it can almost be a death sentence. Mm-hmm. You almost have to defend yourself or prepare to defend yourself from the accuser or somebody who's like your meal, so to speak. This is what they're explaining to us.
Mm-hmm.
So Steven's like, I'm not gay. I'm finna stab or I'm finna protect myself. Officers see him with a knife. 9 of 10 inmates are like, that man threw that knife when they told him to.
Laid on the floor.
Laid on the ground. The knife is nowhere near him. They find his cellmate. His cellmate is like, feels like, because you don't see him, feels like he is reading from the guard book code of conduct. Yeah. Steven had a knife in his hand. He had it taped to himself. He did not comply when the officers complied. There's some code. I don't remember the number.
208.
Code 208 says, if you have a deadly weapon, the officers are able to use lethal force. So the interviewer is just like, you good? And he was like, hey, man, I get out in 2 months. And he said this on the phone. If I ever get a chance to talk to that man's mama in real life, I will tell her what happened in real life. But if they did that to him, what you think they going to do to me? And the interviewer is like, I feel you.
He's like, and you shouldn't have to choose between
and
the two.
And I can't protect you. He don't even push the issue.
Yeah.
That man is on record. Either don't talk to me. I don't want to talk about it. Or I'm going to back up the officer's thing. I'm tired of talking about it. What you think happens to the guy, Angel?
A month before he gets out, he is dead. And they...
Natural causes.
It says natural causes. He had no drugs in his system. He was not a drug addict in prison. He was not beaten. But what they said is that they gave him a cigarette or candy.
A hot shot.
Hot shot.
They gave him a cigarette.
Yeah. And him was gone a month before. And one of the inmates was like, you know, hold your information until you get out. But I think just them knowing that he planned on telling the truth once he got out, they were like, well, then you can't get out.
You can't get out. And you talk about the weight of the system in this situation. Well, first, let me back up. The inmates got feces all everywhere in some of these things, water in their cells. One of the inmates had caught 2-3 rats. He cuts to the toilet. Rats are coming out of the toilet. I mean, Josh, it's the worst thing ever. It was the worst. And this is black, white, brown. They not all like the white people get treated.
No, everybody.
They was in there like, y'all all mean nothing to us. Let me tell you about maybe the most heartbreaking thing. Go ahead.
Just real quick. And I want you to say the man that we were talking about who had the cigarette, I meant to mention, they found him with blood coming out of his anus and his mouth.
It can only be worse.
And they called it natural causes.
And the Department of Justice, they like, this is a closed autopsy. What you talking about? And we don't have to answer the Department of Justice. It is what we say it is. And no, you can't come investigate. And no, ain't no other autopsy. And what happens is the system, capitalism, is at the root of this. These inmates go on strike. And they like, we not working no more until this is right. We not working in the prison. We not working anywhere else. They decide, then y'all ain't eating no more. Instead of these 3 square meals, which nobody even knows what the 3 square meals really are, they like, we'd get like 2 cookies. Literally, one little joke in this, not funny, but ramen, no packet. Cereal, no murk.
No.
Waffle, no, like, so what happens is when you're going against the prison and the prison decides, well, you're not going to eat. You crumble. How you gonna protest and now you ain't got no nourishment? What ends up happening is these people start fighting each other. Mm-hmm. They got 12 or 14 prisons striking. Once they stop feeding them, 12 becomes 9, 9 becomes 6, 6 becomes 3. The Alabama solution was Alabama saying, let us handle our prison problem.
So Mitch McConnell and drag.
Ha!
really got up there, she was
She's talking about Governor Kay Ivey. That's hilarious.
That's what I said. Oh, another Mitch.
That is hilarious because you were spot on.
Yeah. She's like, we have a solution. The DOJ said we have to fix this problem. So what we're going to do is build three bigger prisons.
Literally, y'all. No joke. That is the solution.
We're going to build three bigger prisons for $900 million.
And where they going to get the money from, Angel?
The children, their education, because here in Alabama, you don't need to know a letter past A.
Because they take, this is why we talk about, this is so frustrating as a black person. And there's good black people in Alabama. They show so much love. My biological father's, my whole side of the family's from Alabama. We say the prison industrial complex starts with the school system. Study after study will show you if kids don't have access to equal education, they are more likely to go down the path of crime.
Yeah.
They are literally pulling resources from the education system in Alabama to feed to the prison system in Alabama. During the Alabama solution, Joshy, you know what they did? They was just not paroling nobody.
Right.
It went from 50% parole to like 14% to where the people just was like, I'm not even going to my parole hearing anymore.
No, they don't allow it.
You sure is right. And guess what, Joshy? This is why we talk about the complex in capitalism. They farm these workers out, these human beings. They let them work in the prison at McDonald's for KFC in Alabama parks. They will let, if I'm in prison, they'll let me go and clean the governor's house, cut her hedges, work. They showed a prisoner handing a baby duck to a small child. White child. And he's like, y'all will let me in the community every single day to work for 40 cents or $2, but you won't let me go home to my family who lives in the same community. If there was no greater proof that they want people to stay in prison, reduce the parole from 50 to 14%. We don't want you. Oh, and also they bribe in prisoners. If you say what we want you to say, we'll transfer you to a different prison. Or maybe you are getting out. But if you don't, ain't no parole. The money keeps flowing. Take the money out of the education system, which we know in 10 years you probably created X. It's probably an AI model now.
Mm-hmm.
If you take X amount of dollars out of the school system, you're going to create X amount of prisoners who can pay for Alabama at 40 cents an hour, $2 a day.
A lot of them, they were paying nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, there was a lot. They were like, how much you get paid for this job? He was like, nothing. No money. I just and if you can't.
Watch, oh, sorry, go ahead.
For me, it was, you know, Alabama, as they mentioned in there, was the heart of the Confederacy. It was the capital of the Confederacy. And as we all know, the Confederacy never wanted to let go of its power, its whole which treason against the United States. The fact that they are still operating full-blown slavery down there. They took on Stand Your Ground from Florida.
Yep.
They honestly are just doing whatever the hell they want to down there.
Listen to the 13th Amendment, which if you watch that documentary, it says the 13th Amendment abolishes slavery throughout the United States. Huh?
That's Avis?
No, yes, that's the documentary, but I'm talking about the actual 13th Amendment. It abolishes slavery except as a punishment for convicted criminals. It is actually still legal under U.S. law today if you're a convicted criminal. We don't have to pay you, and if we don't feed you, you're going to go to work because your body doesn't want to die.
Listen, Tuskegee is in Alabama. The college, and we were supposed to be taking my son on that one on the college tour this year. I'm gonna tell you where my son won't be going to college.
In Alabama?
Anywhere in Alabama. You hear me? Tuskegee, great university.
For sure.
He won't be at that one.
Yes.
Won't be.
1,000 and if you watch that documentary of 13, Ava goes into a little bit more detail about how much money is made off of the free labor of prisoners in tech. First of all, how much they are taxed
phones, health, whatever, but how companies outsource free labor, it's like America's like, we gonna get this free labor up out these black people come hell or high water. And if we have to design a, and this is why it's be so frustrating, you're talking about racism and DEI, and you're talking to black people who are telling you that the whole game is rigged.
Yeah.
The system is designed to shepherd you toward prison.
Yeah.
Stop and frisk. 13th Amendment, property redlining, public schools being funded by taxpaying dollars. All of these things work together so where the person who's black and brown, but black, sometimes brown, mostly black, especially in Alabama, the system is designed to steer you towards where it needs you to go. It's like fighting the Matrix. 1,000%.
It's sort of shifting in directions that they didn't see was going
to
shift.
Joshua, when I went to college and I realized how redlining, property tax funnels into education, you know that you got it. For example, everybody knows you go to college, you have a better chance at a better job. You don't realize, or even sometimes they call it environmental racism when they build the AI data centers that suck up all the water, they put them in black communities. Yeah. Or in Chicago, they build the freeways to go over the inner city.
So all that exhaust can be dumped.
And then they want the people with money that you go drive to the suburbs and you drive into the city to work. In those, the inner city, we want to make it harder for you to get a job. And when you get a job, you want to buy a house? Absolutely not.
No, we're not going to give you no money.
Redlining makes it legal for the banks to legally not lend you no money. And we've talked about this before. By and large, the two greatest ways to get wealth in America, if you ain't got no other money, property value going up and life insurance.
Yeah.
Life insurance can turn a poor person rich. If you have enough money for insurance, now you got $500,000, $1 million. If I talked about this with Big Irish J one time. His mom and dad passed away and they both left him an inheritance. They were divorced. Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, of course it's sad, but with what they left me, I was able to buy a house in Vegas, start a family, blah, blah, blah. Often in black families, when our parents die, we are left with a bill.
Yeah, we were left with debt.
Not a benefit.
Not at all. The other part, and I don't want us to get lost on this, the other part that made it really hard, like it was a lot for me to keep my emotions together, was I'm never really comfortable with watching anybody's body be beat on.
Oh, my God.
Like even boxing sometimes can get me like a little, but at least it's typically two people who are on the same level of like strength.
Yeah.
And there is still like some like, you know, rules and
for sure.
To see bodies be hit on, for lack of a better comparison, like piñatas.
Defenseless.
And other people having to witness it.
Yes.
Like they know I can't come to this person's rescue or it's going to be both of us laid out here on this ground. There was a white dude in the documentary that we were talking about, Steven, who was killed by a gigantic ass black officer. His brother snuck a picture of his dead brother's body.
Oh my God.
And it looked unreal. If I saw that in a movie, I would be like, this is not realistic. Nobody looks like this.
Angel, when I saw that picture, and they gave me a chance to look away, and I underestimated how gruesome it would be. The man's eyes was as purple as that Kobe jersey behind you. It looked like your body ain't even supposed to be like that. Because you're getting hit with the baton, defenseless. And then they just took you to the hospital and was like, he actually kind of died 2 days ago. I said, I didn't want to. I was ill-prepared to see violence at that level. And the thing is, and this shows you even in the documentary, how the media works against you. Mm-hmm. They cut to the radio broadcast during this thing.
Oh, I hope.
And you got the radio host like, well, you're in prison, not Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be enjoying it. And the public, you're not seeing this stuff. And the dude was like, man, you, we're prisoners, but we're human.
And not just that, hearing some of the things that these people went to prison for, like the white dude who died just happened to be with the people who shot shot and killed another person. And he too was charged with murder.
Yes.
the guy who
James Seals.
James Seals. Yes, James Seal. What is that? Or do I want to say Robert Earl?
No. Oh, I don't. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't know what you're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the burglary.
Oh, well, okay. Well, we can't. James Seals is the one who was not willing to testify, who was the roommate of the man who was killed. He had a nonviolent crime. He broke into an unoccupied space and ended up dying in prison because they didn't want him to tell the story of them murdering Steve.
Unoccupied warehouse, Angel. Nothing to even steal. At most, a third degree burglary. And he got like 10 or 15 years.
15 years. Then the man who was, I mean, and I pray he's still alive.
Robert but Earl.
Yes. Revolutionary. Like, truly, like, wow. Like, I was so impressed. Now, he was in prison for murder. And he used to be a crack dealer. So, obviously, he did not start off as nobody's angel. But he had the opportunity to be a part of, what was it called? Not the Roosevelt. What was the classes he was taking that was led by inmates?
I don't remember that.
Oh, there's this thing, this program that he was in that was started by other inmates. And it was started by inmates who were a part of the civil rights movement. These are people who were arrested and still in prison because of their participation in moving the rights of humanity forward, especially for black people. They taught classes on law, made them learn federal law, made them learn state law, made them learn all the policies so that they could use that to work in their benefit as they worked towards reform for prisons and things of that nature. He's the one who helped to put together that entire strike that lasted lasted solidly for like 16 days and then started to collapse then. They, at some point in time, beat that man to the point that he lost sight in one of his eyes.
Yes. Forever.
Forever. To the point that they actually thought that he was dead, dragged him to another space. Some chemical had fell and that woke him up.
He might have been dead if it weren't for that chemical. He basically was like, honestly, if that chemical spill hadn't happened, I don't know if I would have died. And how you fight back after that when I will kill you and get promoted? Like, how do you fight back a system that will kill you and get promoted? And then they also said a lot of these officers, you talk about the contraband, the guys are like, the officers bring it in.
Yeah, they're the only ones. You know it's not the prisoners. They're stuck in there.
Mayor Kingston is not that far off.
Not at all. They said that you get, the guy was like, they show pictures of officers sleeping, officers who's supposed to be protecting them. The whole control room is empty. And the guy's like, look, man, you get some of the worst people ever who was basically losers in high school, and you give them some power, and they want to hurt people because life has hurt them. We found that they hurt people. And the prison system is like, do I want to reprimand this guy from bringing contraband in, or do I want to hire somebody new? I'm going to just keep this guy going. So there's no incentive to behave. You don't want to get, they don't want to fire you.
Right.
And also, who cares if you do contraband, prison, if they die, because it's slave labor. It's free labor. At the end of the day, this is less than minimum wage, and whatever minimum wage is in Alabama, free is less than that.
Yeah.
And nobody cares.
And it feels like nobody cares. They are understaffed. They're poorly staffed and understaffed.
Yeah.
That is a recipe for disaster. You have a one guard to 200 inmates. What the hell are we talking about?
We're not even being for real.
I get overwhelmed with 10. 10 children. And you telling me 20?
And that's how the state ratios are for daycares. Like infants, when I used to work in daycare, it's like 1 to 2 or 3 infants. 5 years old, 1 to 10. School age, 1 to 20. None of these people are trying to kill me.
Right.
Oh, people want to kill me, 1 to 200.
1 to 200.
Sure.
And sometimes it's not even trying to kill you. They don't want to be bothered. They want to leave. They want to run away. Or they might want to kill each other.
It's true.
And you're like, you with no training that just got fired from Taco Bell, so this is your next job opportunity. Right. You handle all of this. It was Robert Earl, and there was another man that...
Light-skinned man.
Yeah, light-skinned dude.
I can't remember his name. Robert L. is who they went to, but you're right. What was his name?
They put them in solitary confinement for 5 years.
5 years, Angel.
5 years.
Melvin.
They put them.
Thank you, Hunting 87. Marvin.
Melvin. It's Mr. M. They put them in prison for 5 years, wrote in their record that they were actually enemies to each other only because their knowledge and what they were spreading to the other inmates was causing them to become too organized.
1,000%.
It, and the fact is just like.
It's just like what happened to.
All the slaves.
From Nat Turner.
Yeah.
To them.
Yeah.
To Fred Hampton.
Yes.
To Martin Luther King. The system. Will kill you. Mm-hmm. We have not had a leader like Martin Luther King since Martin Luther King, like Malcolm X since Malcolm X, like Fred Hampton since Fred Hampton. The FBI is part of the system. The prison is part of the system. That's why I like The Wire so much, because it shows you how the drug war is not sustained just by drugs. It's by the media. It's by the political system. It's by the education system. It's by the ports. Mm-hmm. Crack don't arrive here. It don't grow naturally in Baltimore.
It does not grow in Baltimore. Don't grow in LA. That stuff is flying in on planes. And I can tell you right now, while we do have some black pilots, wasn't enough of them fly that shit all up in here.
Wasn't enough. We are stopping very abruptly. We are so sorry for the main episode. I got a very important meeting at 11 a.m. I'm so sorry. This isn't like to get you to join the Patreon. It just worked out like this up this time. But I promise you, I don't even like to do that. But I gotta be gone. It's 11. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Patreon, we'll see you. Bonus sometime next week. Everybody else will see you. Following week. God bless you. God keep you.
Love
Goodbye.
Y'all. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another banger for ya. Fire. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.